Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. So let's talk about some of the mental or psychiatric symptoms that we see as people are under extreme pressure, stress, and on their way to burnout.
The effects that you can have with any type of insufficiency of hormone is there's a huge spectrum, and it can go from crying all the time, it can go to being agitated all the time. A lot of people, there's such a stigma against depression or anxiety, and people think it's, you know, just being in bed crying all the time. And that is part of the spectrum, but part of it is snapping easier at your kids. That was something that I used to do, and I don't anymore. It can be wanting to sleep all the time. Clients that just lived their lives from nap to nap, and that's how they scheduled their lives. It can also be thinking that you have early Alzheimer's disease. I actually had a client who, she was in her early 50s and was in an early Alzheimer's disease study at UC San Francisco, and she could not drive herself to come see me. Once I optimized her thyroid and her cortisol levels, I'm not a neurologist, I can't say that she didn't have early Alzheimer's. She was able to drive herself and she was completely lucid.
So that means that we have people who are being misdiagnosed with mood disorders, with early Alzheimer's and other things. And what really is the case is that maybe their hormones are out of balance.
Absolutely. There was actually a study with bipolar patients, and the average patient in that study had been on 14 medicines. 14 medicines, whether they were, you know, antidepressants, mood stabilizers. Once their thyroid was optimized, 84% of them had improvement of their symptoms, like almost complete improvement of their symptoms. And the other thing that's so important, I think, is and why I'm so passionate about talking about it and spreading awareness is I don't want people to feel alone, and I don't want them to feel like this is what I've got to look forward to for the rest of my life. By telling about my journey and how I've struggled with things, I can actually see in my patient's eyes, once I share little tidbits of myself, the little aha of, oh, she gets it, I don't feel so alone, and then they actually open up more about what's going on in their life.
Some of us really feel like burnout is a golden opportunity to make a big shift. For me, when I hit burnout, and you know, for me, it manifested with depression and really dark thoughts. And like what you said about, you know, you get to a point where you're like, is this all my life is going to be about? For me, that gave me the impetus to really look at my life and say, what am I doing? So I almost look at, for those of us that hit rock bottom, it's an opportunity for you to really check yourself and see, well, what am I doing in my work, in my relationships, with my nutrition or my lifestyle? And is this really how I want to live my life?
When I hit that wall and all I can do is lay flat, I do look at it as an opportunity. Because then I think, oh, if I don't get that one thing done today, the world is still going to be spinning tomorrow. And it just allows me to have that space from it so that then I can think of what are the different things that I want out of my life, and is everything that I'm doing lining up to achieve that, or is it I'm just trying to serve everybody else and trying to check the boxes? We as mothers put ourselves on the back burner for our children, and I love my children to death, but I'm teaching them too. So if I'm teaching them to never care for myself, they're going to think that they should do the same. And so it really wasn't until last year that I was actually able to cry in front of my kids. And for so long, and I know so many women are like this, I thought crying was weak and I needed to be strong. I needed to show my kids strength. It wasn't until I heard your story and heard you talking so freely about depression and what you had gone through that it really allowed me to start feeling those feelings and to express them. Because when I saw you doing it, I didn't think that you were weak. I thought, wow, that takes incredible courage to do that, and it's beautiful. And so slowly but surely, I've started opening up more, and I think it's awesome for kids to actually see all sides of you. Obviously, they don't need to know everything. There can be some censorship, but I know when they see me have emotions, it almost gives them permission to have their emotions because they have become like little warriors. I've seen that.
I hope you enjoyed this short interview with Dr. Jill Stocker, the juicy hormone doctor. She's one of our faculty at Innate Vitality and will be hosting her own masterclass series coming up soon. Hi, my name is Dr. Andrea Pennington, and I'd like to invite you to join me for my new live masterclass series, The Burnout Recovery Survival Guide. I'll be sharing my expert secrets of how to recover from burnout, enhance your mental focus, and increase your energy fast without depending on harsh stimulants, caffeine, or energy drinks. Burnout is the progressive process of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion. It's caused by long-term exposure to stressful, emotionally demanding situations. Have any of that in your life? If you're a therapist, healer, empathic coach, or solopreneur, then you are likely to have a higher risk for burnout. When you know how to increase your energy and recover from stress and burnout, you'll become a more effective healer with heightened abilities and maybe even superpowers. As an ambitious person and former perfectionist, I'm no stranger to exhaustion and burnout. The first time I experienced burnout, it hit me hard. Besides physical weakness, I had low, depressed moods and anxiety. I struggled to get out of bed in the morning. I felt emotionally drained, and I lost my motivation at work. I felt totally lost, running on autopilot. Now, because I had previously been so passionate and enthusiastic with my job, I became curious to know where my mojo had gone, and I saw the same thing in many of my clients. From overworked parents and caregivers, entrepreneurs, and highly sensitive coaches and empathic healers. In this series, you will discover how to recover from burnout and increase your energy quickly. You'll also explore ways to reduce the negative effects of stress, take even more control over your life and emotional well-being, and how to prevent burnout despite your busy life. So enter your best email address to register for this free live online series to learn how to activate your innate vitality code to increase your energy and recover from burnout fast. Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.